Just over a year ago, Hutch Tech High School band director Amy Steiner had over 100 students participating in either jazz band, concert band, and/or wind ensemble.
Now, we didn't have a regular rehearsal time, and we got to meet once a week before school, but we really became very close.
Students would rehearse with their ensemble before school started and, for a time, would receive credit for their diploma via a one-minute period later in the day. Today, outside of a small jazz group, there are no performing ensembles at Hutch Tech, a school that still employs two music teachers. Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore says the district isn't compliant with state's arts sequence regulations.
The district is not providing this in all of our high schools, in fact, not most of our schools, so we're going to go to court to make sure that our kids get what everybody else gets in the suburbs and what's required by the law.
The BTF filed a notice of claim last month. The teachers filed their lawsuit this week. Remore says a separate lawsuit with parents is planned to be filed next week.
Every day that our students lose the opportunity to get these sequences is a day that's lost in their lives and in their careers. We've warned them, like last year, that they were out of compliance. But, you know, I guess you just have to go to court to get it.
The New York State Education Department's website up until recently had a frequently asked questions page that outlined whether a school had to have arts classes in high school. Steiner, along with four other teachers on the lawsuit with her, used parts of it as a resource originally.
In 2001, the state put in a mandate for all schools to offer a sequence to all incoming freshmen.
Steiner is referring to what used to be a section of the page which said, quote, all students must be given the opportunity to complete music sequences which may be used to fulfill diploma requirements. An equal opportunity is exactly what teachers and parents are going to argue in court. The legal papers released Wednesday to WBFO say only one of the district's 20 schools offers students the opportunity to complete a sequence in all of the arts. That's Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts, a criteria-based school that accepts a percentage of students who apply an audition. In New York's 2017 revised learning standards for the arts, school districts are responsible for ensuring, quote, equity of arts learning opportunities and resources for all students in the district. Steiner says current Hutch Tech students continue to ask her if they will have ensembles back this year.
And we try to put stuff together, but they always ask me, like, what are we rehearsing for? And I'm always like, well, you know, pretty soon we're going to have it back. It's all going to work out. Like, I'm trying to keep the positivity there, but the kids know. I mean, they went from, you know, this thriving program to a ghost town. And they know that there's no performances coming up. I feel like I'm looking at them in the face every day and I'm lying to them because I don't know when it's going to be brought back to Hutch Tech at this moment.
For now, Steiner is hopeful progress can be made.
Yesterday, when I signed the paperwork, I was in tears because I'm glad that we're finally here.
This past October, Buffalo Public Schools General Counsel Nathaniel Kuzma had this to say about art sequences in the district.
And it's the position of the district that we are compliant with state requirements in those areas.
Kuzma said the Buffalo Board of Education and the administration has utilized and increased resources to students throughout the system when it comes to the overall arts budget line. In regards to the current lawsuit moving forward and what's in it, Kuzma said, quote, the district has not been served with the suit at this time, therefore it would be premature to comment. Remore says he's optimistic through the courts a solution can be found.
It's got to be able to be done because it's being done. It must be being done hopefully throughout the rest of the state.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.